Congratulations on getting this deal done. It must feel nice to have this behind you heading into camp.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Rob. Definitely wanted to get something done before we started playing here, and really exciting day for myself and my family, and I'm looking forward. I'm really itching to go here.
It's not the first negotiation for you by a long stretch, but dare I say, is this the most important one of your career?
Yeah, I think so. I think without a doubt. I think when you look at my age and the term that I signed today here, I think it could take me to the end. So I'm, you know, I'm happy. I think this sets me up to have a great opportunity to finish my career in Calgary, and I'm going to do everything I can to, you know, to play well and continue helping this team so that I can do that.
Mark, it's a strange business because we bring the management on and we go, well, why this player? Why do you want this player? So rarely do we ask the player that question. Why the Flames? How important? Why stay with Calgary? Why is it important to be part of this organization for you?
Well, that's one of the main things I sat back and thought about over the past month here. You know, I love the city. Obviously, it's been a big part of my life now, and I've been there for a long time and developed so many different relationships with people. But just, you know, reflecting and thinking about, you know, the ups and downs that I've been through in my career, both as an individual and with the team, and our team. I think the optimism surrounding this group in the last year or so here, or 2 years, has been great. And I look at this group, we have a lot of great young talent, and I really wanted to be here and be a part of this for the next, you know, 7 years now. So I'm really excited. I think we have the ability here now to, you know, with the moves that we've made this past summer and all the young talent we have in our lineup, we have the ability to contend and be right there for the next bunch of years. So I sat back and thought about that and thought this deal was the perfect deal to accept.
Mark, you and in your history in this organization, and it's been well documented, and you've had many conversations. You know, you come in as a free agent at a tryout camp. I believe your first contract was a 3-way deal. Everybody knows you went to Russia for a year. You deserved a contract. You deserved an easy negotiation. Was this an easy negotiation? Was this an easy deal to get done?
You know what? It's hard to say. I think at times it went pretty, you know, it went smoothly. And then at other times, you know, especially negotiating throughout the summer, you know, sometimes you go weeks or days without hearing anything. But I thought it was, you know, it was a lot closer than people might have expected for a long time, and it was just about getting that final, you know, the term and that final number. Obviously, those are the two biggest things, but there are other things such as, you know, no trade and signing bonuses and all that go into it, and you just, all that stuff, when you add it all up, sometimes it takes a little bit more time than you would have liked, but I'm really happy, really excited to get this done today. I'll enjoy it over the next week here in Toronto with my family, and then I'll be in Calgary and looking forward to the season.
Mark Giordano, the captain of the Calgary Flames, signing a 6-year extension, joining us this afternoon here on The Big Show. Bruce?
Mark, as those of us who have retirement plans and who watch the Canadian dollar know that this has been a pretty volatile summer economically outside of the hockey world. How did that affect your thinking in terms of this contract?
You know what, you try not to pay too much attention to it, but yeah, it absolutely does. You know, there's a lot of different factors that come into play, and you think about, you know, different values of the dollar and all that sort of stuff. But at the end of the day, I really looked at it and put a, you know, what was the price of being in a spot where I truly enjoy playing. I love the organization. I enjoy my teammates. We have a great relationship in that room right now, and right on up from you know, the coaching staff to management. It's a tight knit group. So I sat back with my wife and with my family and talked about all those things, and this deal just made a lot of sense. I think. You know, first off, it takes care of you financially with your family and sets you up that way. But at the same time, you you want to look at the other side of it, where you're happy and you enjoy where you are, and you know, you look forward to going to the rink every day.
I guess if somebody had told you when the negotiation started you'd be making $9 million a year, it would just have been Canadian dollars, that wouldn't have upset you too much, right?
Exactly, yeah. You know what, you don't really think about that at the start of the summer. I wasn't really thinking about that too much, but, you know, you do. It comes into play here when you get to the final number, and for sure we'll see how that plays out, but it's not a bad thing, obviously, for players who are playing in Canada right now.
How important was that last year of the deal? I mean, from what we understand, the Flames were kind of happy at five. You managed to get that extra year that takes you into your 40-year-old year. How important was that last year to you?
It was huge. I think if there was one thing that we really wanted, it was the extra year in the term. I think I've said it before, but I really do. I'm hoping it's not my last contract, but I really do want to end my career in Calgary, and then I want to do everything that I can to do that. So getting that sixth year and getting a contract, yeah, like you said, that takes me, you know, to that age is great for me. And I think once we got to the six-year term, I think the deal moved along pretty quickly and we got it done.
Now, another contract, you'd probably have to get some of that water that Chris Chelios drinks all the time.
Yeah, I actually talked about that with my agent quite a few times about, guys who played into their 40s, and you never know. If you keep yourself in good enough shape, you can do it. So I'm just, you know what, I'm really, really proud to be a part of this organization and happy, that they have the faith in me to sign me to such a long-term deal, and I'm not going to let them down for sure.
Mark Giordano, the captain of the Calgary Flames, our guest here on The Big Show. I know you probably are tired of me going back to this well all the time, but what I appreciate the most about you, Mark, is where you've come from through your career. I mean, even, you know, as a midget player, it took a while to get to midget AAA. It took a while to get to major junior. Mentioned before, you were never drafted. How much of that has played into today? How much of that has played into the player that you are and what you bring to the table?
Yeah, I think, you know, what I've always been sort of a guy who's sort of peaked at a different age than the norm, I think a bit later. But I don't know. I sat back, a couple of days ago when the deal was getting finalized and I was just talking with some family and if you'd have told me I'd be here today signing this deal and even signing the one before this, I would have thought you were crazy. I remember, even heading to Russia there for the year, you never thought that the end result I'd end up being here. So, I pride myself. I'm a player who prides myself on trying to work as hard as I can and taking that out of the equation and then trying to get better every year, and I'm going to continue to do that and hopefully the next 7 years in Calgary, hopefully they'll be good ones.
Well, and that's what begins today. Tell me about this one coming up. The team will have plans. The coaches will have plans. What about the captain? What do you plan on doing to make sure that this team picks up where it left off last year?
Well, I just think, we've added some nice pieces here, but we can never lose sight of the fact of what made us successful last year. And, being a defenseman, I think a lot of our game, we drove the play from the back end. We moved pucks, but we did that because our forwards were so great last year at back checking and really helping us out defensively. And they allowed us to take risks. So, we have a certain style of play that we want to keep playing. And I think, the number one thing is our work ethic and the level of compete with our players. It doesn't matter, first liners, fourth liners. I think we showed the league last year that we played a certain style and we stuck to it throughout the year. And Tree's done a great job this summer, sort of adding some pieces and helping us out. And now we have to respond, but not change the way we play at all, in my opinion.
Mark, I don't know if I've ever asked you about your thought on analytics or if you pay any attention to it. You know that a lot of people looked at you know, your club last year and said, well, it's not sustainable, that you defended more than you created. Do you buy that? Do you concern yourself with that? Is that something that you feel this team needs to adjust, playing more? I mean, obviously everybody wants to play as much as they can in the opposition end, but you were very good last year at defending.
Yeah, we were. I think, you know what, I think we there are certain areas where obviously we can get better. I think we want to possess the puck a little bit more in the O zone. Yeah, we would love to do that, but at the same time, like you said, sometimes those stats, when you look at them, they're misleading, and I really like to look at, and we really like to look at as a group as you know, quality scoring chances against compared to the quality scoring chance we're getting every night. I mean, you can have the puck in our zone all you want, but if you're not getting a scoring chance, we're not really bothered by it. So, yeah, you'd like to get the puck and control it in the other team's zone, but at the same time, we're a team that puts a lot of pucks to the other team's net, and we try and generate that way. So maybe we're not going to have the best possession numbers per se, but I think our style works. I think we proved that last year. I think we're going to get better this year, and not going to be too bothered by the analytics if we're sitting in a playoff spot come, you know, April next year.
Yeah. What I mean, it goes without saying that you would have given anything to play. I know that. But for a guy that was with this organization and you were out of the playoffs for so long, just personally, how much satisfaction did you have in getting this team back to the dance?
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, everything about getting there, the fan support, the way the community came together, the feeling in the dressing room, all that was great. There was a lot of pride that went into it. I mean, the guys, I've never been part of a group and felt so much emotion with guys as we did last year. But in saying that, from an individual standpoint, it was tough. There were tough days for me, being on the sidelines, watching games from up top. It really sucked at certain points. So, you know, the good thing is I think our organization is moving in a great direction. I think we have a lot of great young talent, and I see our team being a competitive contending team for a lot of years, and hopefully we can keep a lot of our key core players together and keep this going.
Couple more with the captain of the Calgary Flames, Mark Giordano. Everybody wanting to know how you're feeling, how healthy are you? You're back to 100%?
Yeah, I've been, you know what, the surgery went really well last year. The recovery went just as well, and I've been skating and shooting the puck and lifting weights at 100% for a long time now, well over a month. So I feel great and really excited to get back into that first exhibition game.
Mark, the other component, you sign a deal with, you know, the contingency that you're here. You're going to be the captain of the Calgary Flames moving forward for a while. I know that you and Lauren, your wife, made a huge contribution to the community last year. Where does that go? My assumption is you continue your programs working with the schools and your outreach program for kids. Now that you're here and going to be here for a long time, does it expand at all?
Yeah, exactly. That's our goal. We're obviously going to continue with the Team Giordano charity there, and we're going to work with the school board again. But our goal is for sure to expand, and we're going to try and do that this upcoming year. We're going to try and expand and then keep it growing. And the goal is to, you know, get as many schools on board as we can and see how far we can take this. But, yeah, we'll be doing that for sure again this year, and hopefully it just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Well, I know it's a busy day. Everybody wants a piece of you to get a thought. I guess my final question for you, how big of an issue was this for you heading into this year? Is this a weight off your shoulders to go into training camp, not to have to worry about the contract?
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot of different things you think about. For me as an individual, I'd rather not have to do the whole contract thing during the season. So it's a huge, huge weight off my shoulders. And I think, you know, being the captain of the team, there is a distraction. And sometimes you never want to be that guy who can create that distraction that sort of happens and causes some problems for the whole team. So I'm happy it's over with. Now I'm just focused on obviously camp and exhibition and the season, and that's the way I would have liked it all along. So it's great.
Congratulations. Congratulations to you and your family. I know everybody around here is really excited. I know it was a big priority for the Flames to get this deal done. Big priority for you. Congratulations on this day, Mark.
Okay. Thanks so much, Robin. We'll see you soon.